Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare insurance plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare insurance plans at uh1.com.
Pod Diva.
Hello, divas. This is Rachel Shelley, and you're listening to Pod Diva, your favourite fortnightly LGBTQIA+ podcast that goes hand in hand with Diva magazine. Today, Diva's Ella Gorsey is talking to pop punk superstar Girly. They discuss having to fight 10 times harder as a queer woman in the music industry, queer rebellion, and of course, they dig into that steamy music video for her latest album and single, Matriarchy. When you finish listening, don't forget to explore the Pod Diva archive with over 100 unique episodes amplifying and celebrating the LGBTQIA+ community and its allies.
Pod Diva. So we're so excited for Matriarchy to come out. Kind of, I want to talk about like the song Matriarchy, because obviously you've released that already with the music video. It kind of went viral on TikTok. I feel like there was one stage that was all of my For You page. What was the inspo behind that song, and especially the inspo behind that amazing music video?
The inspiration behind the song was, it was queer rebellion, really. And I was inspired by the fact that I think when you are LGBTQ+, your very existence, you know, you wake up and just existing is kind of rebellion in a sense. And because you face a world that doesn't accept you a lot of the time and doesn't embrace you or your identity. And for me, you know, I was inspired by my relationship with my girlfriend, and I was inspired by the fact that I realized the one time that I felt truly free of the male gaze and, you know, free of the patriarchy was when it was just me and her, because it sort of felt like, wow, we're in our own little like bubble here. It's so refreshing, because especially, you know, I mean, this song, it's obviously, it was about being queer in whatever form that takes, but it was especially about being a queer woman, you know, being a femme presenting person, whatever gender identity you are, and how just your whole life you're just subjected to relentless male gaze, and you know how completely affects your whole life. And yeah, it's about that. It's about being unapologetically queer. It's about queer sex. It's about queer sexuality and sexiness, and it not being for cis straight men. And then the video was, I was quite inspired by, I do this thing called like Herstory or Queerstory on TikTok and Instagram, where I just sort of talk about like historical women or queer people from history that you might not have heard of. And I was so fascinated by, oh my gosh, what a, you know, so much of queer history has been erased or wasn't documented because, you know, it was illegal, or if the documentation was found out, you know, you'd be in trouble or whatever. So there's so much queer history that we just don't know happened. And I was really fascinated by the idea of like historical princesses having, you know, sapphic love affairs, and the idea of matriarchy, taking it quite literally to mean like a queen and all of her female lovers or queer lovers. And yeah, I just wanted to make this really decadent music video about like sapphics in a sort of time in history, historical era that, you know, is kind of undefined.
The album, it's about queer sex, it's about queer love, but it's also about sort of being kind of loving yourself and sort of being in your 20s and not quite knowing what the hell's going on and all of that. How did these songs come together when you were sort of working on them, and what sort of the general message that you want people to take from it?
I wrote all of the songs within like a 6 month period where I'd had a really major breakup in my life. I'd had like, you know, I was kind of living out of a suitcase. I was touring a lot and I didn't really have a base. I was kind of staying with friends or family. Like I didn't really have my own kind of space, my own place to go and just be by myself. And I kind of was really trying to find grounding and figure out who I was without this person I just lost from my life. And so a lot of these songs just kind of came from this period of really going inward and thinking about myself and healing, then also finding new love and my queer identity. And yeah, I mean, it's interesting because the main singles from the album are all about relationships and, you know, queer relationships, but actually majority of the songs, the rest of the track list is actually mostly just me singing about myself.
What's it been like navigating the industry as a queer woman throughout, you know, from the start of your career to now?
I think it's just constantly being undermined and gaslit. And you have to, you know, as a woman, and then on top of that, as a queer woman, you have to really fight 10 times more than your male or straight or, you know, counterparts to just be respected and be get in the club. And you know, the music industry is still a complete boys club, you know. Luckily I'd say being queer has actually enabled me to find my people more in the music industry, because there is such an amazing growing, you know, queer community within music. And I mean, it's so cool when you look at the music that's popular today, you know, queer artists are dominating that sphere, which is so exciting. But I'd say, yeah, it's actually being a woman I've found has been harder, because it's just, you know, it's just, there's just men everywhere making all the decisions, looking out for each other. And it's just really, it's really difficult. And you definitely feel a lot more vulnerable.
What advice would you give to your younger self when you were starting out in this journey?
Pot Diva.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Pot Diva.
Oh my gosh. I'd say don't put up with as much shit, but also I'd say don't worry. You know, your journey, there's no rush. It's not a race. Your journey is, you know, you, and it's your whole life. I think there's this kind of pressure of there being an expiry date on like when you can achieve certain things. Don't see it as a race.
Yeah. I feel like as well, like you've kind of spoken about this in the past, of sort of using your musical platform as also a space to educate people on sort of social and political issues. Why do you think that conversation is so important to have, like within the industry and sort of with your listeners?
I think I've found that my listeners because I talk a lot about mental health and I talk about queer issues and identity, and I just generally find that my listeners are very switched on people and they're very proactive and in, you know, the human rights and social justice kind of conversations. And for me, like, I've always, like, weirdly enough, I really was into like politics and like debating before I got into music. Like, as a teenager, there's all these photos of me like at debate society. I loved that stuff. And then I realized, like, oh my god, if I go into politics, my soul will just rot. But I think I'm still passionate about talking about those things, and I think having a platform, a lot of the time it's like more powerful, you know. Social media is so powerful in making change, so it just kind of comes naturally to me. Like, I want to talk about those things.
What have been like some of your favorite like sort of fan interaction or moments when on tour or when you've been performing?
Oh my gosh, I mean, my fans are amazing. They're so amazing. My favorite thing, I mean, a lot of the time, well, I did this show in Prague, and one of the fans on my Discord had like organized in secret with all the other fans on the Discord to like print out like 300 of these paper hearts, and they passed them around to everyone in the room, and it was like a sold out, it was like 300 people in this room, and they passed it around to everyone, and on the back they'd written on it like, hold this up during this song. So I was singing one of the songs, and then suddenly like all of these paper hearts just went up. And I think I cried. I think it was so emotional.
You mentioned earlier that some of these songs are about your current relationship, and I was wondering if you felt comfortable with how you met your girlfriend.
Yeah, well, my girlfriend's a guitarist and a musician, and she actually plays Bimini, Bon Goulash. And actually, I went to one of Bimini's shows, and yeah, I was like, that guitarist is cute. And that's how we met. And yeah, that was like a year and a half ago. Cute vibes.
Do you like kind of jam together when you're like in the songwriting process?
Yeah, no, we do. I mean, she has a really cool artist project called Dirt Flirt. And, you know, a lot of the time, well, it's kind of funny because we write songs about each other and we'll like play each other's songs. But, you know, also because she's such a great, amazing instrumentalist, you know, a lot of the time we'll play together. We're going to record some acoustic versions of some of the songs from the record together in a few weeks. Like, it's really fun. I think we've made a rule that she's not going to like ever be my guitarist. We're not going on tour together because I feel like that could get messy really quickly. But so I feel like at a certain point, you have to draw the line of like, not going to mix business with the relationship. But yeah, it's amazing dating, you know, another musician and an artist, because you feel like you kind of understand each other on another level.
Do you know what her favorite song is on Matriarchy?
Ooh, oh my gosh. She really likes, and it's called Crush Me Up, and it's about her. It's about when we met, and she really likes that.
What would you hope that queer listeners especially take from this new album and this new era of girly?
I hope that they take away that this album kind of feels like a safe space for them. That's kind of how I see my music when I'm writing it and performing it. It's like a space for me to just fully be who I want to be, and the outside world kind of gets really quiet. And it's kind of why I named the album Matriarchy. Was, you know, a matriarchy to me is this place where, you know, queer people and women just kind of live free of all of the bullshit of a patriarchal heteronormative society. And, you know, it's this like space where I can just be free and be myself. So I think, you know, I hope that people will listen to this album and, you know, when they come to the shows as well, just feel like, oh, I can just fully relax here. And, you know, I hope that they relate to the songs, and that they, yeah, feel understood and heard.
Pod Diva. Thank you for listening to Pod Diva in association with Diva Magazine, the world's leading brand for LGBTQIA+ women and non-binary people. Every fortnight, we bring you new interviews from a vast range of fabulous people, celebrating and amplifying the voices of the LGBTQIA+ community. Browse our extensive back catalogue of episodes to find your favourites, from Jennifer Beals to Abby Jacobson. It's like one gorgeous, glossy magazine in your ear. Please share, rate or review us. It really does help. You can find us on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can email me at editorial@diva-magazine.com. Pod Diva. Queers for your ears.
Pod Diva.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.